back to the Southern Ozdrew Podcast. Today I'm going to be introducing a new segment called Ozdrew Talk. And basically what this segment's going to be about is just talking in general, and I might talk about some news that I've heard or have even read. So, here is something I've come across. Let's talk about the hurricane that's going on down south, Hurricane Harvey. That is wreaking havoc, and I feel sorry for those folks down there. I'm glad there's people that's going down there helping and doing everything they can to help, donating money to them. I'm glad everyone's doing that. I've even done that myself. Well, I donated money. I didn't go down there, but yeah, all the same. But what I'm trying to say is that this hurricane has just devastated places. And it's a sad, sad time. However, you have those who are celebrating this. I think, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not sure if this is true or not entirely. But from what I've heard, Antifa, or the anti-fascists as they like to call themselves, I've heard that they were celebrating this. Celebrating that this is devastating people. Now, I just can't agree with that. That's horrible. And on top of that, we all remember Charlie Hebdo. I think everyone remembers that. Where everyone was defending them because where they were attacked by Muslim extremists, by Islamic extremists. And a lot of them were killed because they drew a picture of a man who they believe was a prophet. Now, I remember taking up for Charlie Hebdo at that time. I think everyone I know had. Now, you had a few people who didn't take up for him. I don't think Antifa took up for them at that time. I'm not sure. But I know a lot of people did. However, I cannot take up for them this time because of the fact that they are basically celebrating the destruction of communities that are hit by this hurricane, calling them Nazis, saying that thanks to a hurricane, it's drowning all the Nazis, or something like that. I don't know, I don't speak French, it's a rough translation, I think, from what I've gathered from around the internet, the interwebs. By the way, yeah, I know you can't believe everything you see on the internet, but I did research this. I went to Charlie Hebdo itself, and there you can see a picture of a bunch of people drowning, pretty much. And it's got these Nazi flags that come up out the water. And you have these people doing the Roman salute out, you know, with their only their hands out the water, and someone's foot sticking up, meaning someone had died. And from what I've gathered, the thing that it says right below it is saying, thanks to Hurricane Harvey, Nazis are dying, or something like that. Now, see, this is coming out of my words, not exactly the direct translation. I didn't translate it or nothing. But I am using my words to describe basically what it said. So, I can't defend Charlie Hebdo on this. I can defend their right to say it and to put it out there. But I can't defend them, you know, I can't defend them saying that that's right. Because that's not right, that's wrong. actually hate people who do that. Well, hate's an awfully strong word. I wouldn't say hate, but I'd say extremely dislike. Let's put it that way. But these people over in France have pretty much betrayed their own people, letting more mass immigration come in, destroying their own communities, and celebrating it. And then they have the gall to turn around and celebrate the destruction of American communities? Oh, hell no. Nah. That's one thing I want to say about that is, oh, hell no. Nah. With a capital N, now. Nah. Hell no. Nah. So, it's a sad time that this is all happening with. And, you know, hopefully Charlie Hebdo will learn that it did wrong on this and at least apologize for celebrating the deaths of people. That's one thing I can say, is that you don't celebrate someone's death. You just don't do it. But, I don't know. This kind of thing happens throughout history, so. Most you could do is just let it go on, let things play out the way they're going to play out. I'm all for free speech, by the way. They can say whatever they want, write whatever they want, publish whatever they want. That's them. I just don't think it was the right move for them, because all us Americans here, or not all Americans, but the vast majority of Americans, we care about one another as Americans. And this tragedy is just horrific to most of us Americans. I know you have your Antifa types who are celebrating it. Or the extreme leftists who think that Texas and those communities were Nazis, so they're celebrating it. Whenever that's the furthest thing from the damn truth. In fact, if you look at pictures of what's going on down there, that just proves America's not racist. In fact, it proves a lot about America. It shows what Americans really are. We are Americans at heart, and we'll extend our hand to help another American, no matter what your color, creed, or whatever, even your religion. We don't care. If you're an American, you're an American. We like you. And that's the way it should be. So, I don't understand why you have, like, you do have Americans who don't think that way. As you know, I kind of used to be in that section a long time ago when I was really young. But I was young, impressionable. And then I grew up. And whenever I grew up, guess what? I learned. And I got better. So, there's that. And another thing I wanted to kind of hit on here is, well, nature itself. Let's talk about fall coming. Trying to get on out of all the tragedy and get on a brighter subject so that way I can go to work happy today. So, fall here has already hit, pretty much. All the trees and stuff are turning colors. And the greenery is starting to fade. Or not really fade, but recede. And I don't know what it's like anywhere else in the country, but at least here fall's hit. And speaking of fall, I've heard around news sites around the internet, and I think
even InfoWars, if you want to take that as anything credible. I don't know if you should or if you shouldn't. But from what a lot of these news sources are saying, that they believe, they're predicting that Antifa is going to try and start a Bolshevik type of revolution around November or October. Now, that's just their prediction. I don't know if that's really going to happen or what's going to happen with that, but that's their prediction. And I kind of wonder what y'all's thoughts on that would be. Like, if that happens, where would y'all be? What would y'all be doing? Me, personally, if that happens, you damn straight I'm going to be on the front line. Because I would love to defend American freedom and American rights and the Constitution. I guess you could say I'm somewhat of a constitutionalist. Also, I'm a Southerner, so I got Southern pride. I have my Confederate flag. Even though the country seemingly doesn't like that right now, but you know what? I do not care. I got my Southern pride, and I'm going to keep it. And that's something else I don't really understand, is why I hate on another people for having pride in themselves. That's one thing I don't understand, is that you have all these people out there, and they're like, oh, you're proud to be who you are. Well, we hate you now. Why? They're just proud of themselves. They're not hurting anyone. If you're not hurting anyone, do whatever the fuck you want. No one gives a damn. Or at least that's how I view it. I think a lot of Americans view it that way. You know. But when you have people out there, they say, you're proud to be who you are. Let's beat you up. Those are the people that are in the wrong. They're pretty bad people, I would say. People who do that. And let's extend this into race as well. Because why not? If I'm going to have a controversial podcast, I might as well make a controversial saying. Or say something controversial. Why not? But let's say you have all these people, all these races of people. And they're proud for who they are. That's good. That's fine. But in America, and I guess in Europe too, as far as I've seen, if you are proud to be white, all of a sudden, that's white supremacy. Let me explain to y'all what white supremacy is. I don't know if I hit on this topic before or not, but let me explain to y'all what that is. White supremacy is whenever a white person who believes that white people are superior over every other race. That's it. That's white supremacy. Okay. Now, is every person who's proud to be white a white supremacist? No. Hell no. Now, let's talk about pride. What is that? Well, all pride is being happy or having taken some, I guess, getting something positive out of your people. You know, your people have done something positive, and you're just like, that's great. I'm proud to be who I am, my skin tone and everything, because why not? I was born this way. So, there's that. But white pride, all that is, it's just that. It is being proud of who you are and who you were born as. I was born a white man. So, I might as well be proud of being white because I was born that way. If the gods and goddesses didn't want people to be white, we wouldn't have white people. It depends on how you look at that as well. As everyone knows, paganism isn't like Christianity or the universalist type of modes of thinking, I guess. Our gods and goddesses, at least in the folkish scene here, our gods and goddesses created our people, such as the gods and goddesses of, say, Asia created the Asian people, or the gods and goddesses of Africa created the African people. It's not that our gods and goddesses created all the peoples of the world. That is just stepping on toes, and that's just wrong. And whenever I say it's stepping on toes, imagine you have a bunch of American or European heathens, and say they go into Asia, and say the Asians say, well, our gods and goddesses created us. And then the heathens of America or Europe or both say, no, you're wrong. Your gods and goddesses don't exist. Only ours does. They created you all. That's wrong. That's not right. Actually, that goes against paganism, if anything I've come to see. Because you can see this from documents and historical documents, I suppose, and from historians, that our ancestors, they believed not only in their gods and goddesses, but they believed in, say, if they walked to Asia and the Asians had their own gods and goddesses, they'd say, well, that's cool. That's your gods and goddesses. We have our own who created our people. You have yours that created your people. Hey, let's cooperate. Let's trade. You know, stuff like that. They didn't go over there and say, your gods and goddesses don't exist. No. Instead, what they did, if they got mad at the other culture, they would say, your gods and goddesses do exist, but our gods and goddesses are stronger. So let's go to war, we're going to beat your ass, and we're going to take down your idols of your gods and goddesses and put ours up. And that'll show you how weak yours are. That's what happened during war. That happened a lot during war between heathens and, you know, other heathenistic faiths. Or paganistic faiths. That's what happened. And that's how it went. And so, to me, this argues against the universalist thinking. Because universalist thinking is that our gods and goddesses are the only ones that exist and created everyone. And that's just wrong. And that's from what I've seen in the universalist scene. I've never really belonged to the universalist scene. I've sat there and I've watched universalists talk amongst each other, stuff like that, and I've even heard a few universalist podcasts and stuff like that, but on top of that, I don't really know very much about how they internalize these things. I don't read their literature. I should, just to get a better bearing on what they truly believe, so that way I could give them, you know, at least I could present them in a true light, instead of giving my opinion on what they're doing, and from what I've heard, and things like that, from the outside. I should go and read some of their literature, just to see how they are thinking about this, how they do their rituals, how they do these things, and how they connect these things together to the universalist mode of thinking. I don't understand it. But I was never in that universalist mode, I guess you could say, of thinking. I've always been in the folkish side of thinking. Always have been. And that's not a bad thing. And I don't think it ever will be a bad thing. Because of the fact that being folkish is probably one of the best things I can think of. It lifts up not only the people that it's directed toward, or, you know, it lifts up not only us European folk. But it also lifts up the African folk, or the Asian folk, or even the Slavic folk. It lifts them up as well, because whenever a folkish, say, if you have someone who comes from Asia, and or someone who comes from the Middle East, or someone who comes from Africa, and they come to a folkish person and say, can I participate, I cannot speak, but can I participate in your folkish rituals and stuff? A folkish person will say, no, because of the fact that our gods and goddesses created our people, and they, you know, just like us, favor us because they created us. However, let's point you to your gods and goddesses, because your gods and goddesses will favor you and your people, and that will lift you up, and we can cooperate and all that. And this doesn't go against the American way of thinking either, I don't think. Because, think of it like this. Alright, you're in America. And you believe everyone is American, no matter color, creed, or anything like that. That remains true, no matter how you look at it. However, whenever it comes to religion, I think we should, at least as a folkish way of looking at it, we should let people know about their gods and goddesses, because that will help lift them up and make them stronger in the end, like it does with us in Ozatru. People in Ozatru who are European get lifted up by our gods and goddesses and our ancestors. And that just makes us stronger as a people. The same is said for the Asian population. You tell the Asian population about their gods and goddesses, or you give them a few books or something to read about their gods and goddesses. And then they go and they find out about their ancestors. That will lift them up and make them more powerful just as well. And that same thing can be said for every race and creed. But at the end of the day, we all have to recognize we're all Americans. And we all help each other out, no matter what our color or creed is. Or no matter what our religion is. We are Americans first. And then our religious things come second. At least that's the way I view it. So I'm an American first. But I'm a folkish heathen next. And I will help out Americans no matter what. But whenever it comes to my religious or spiritual point of view, I will point those in the direction to their gods and goddesses to help make them stronger. And people of my people, I will, if they are in, say, Christianity, and they are, worshiping a god that is not theirs, then my goal is to bring them into Ozatru and help lift them up out of the situation that they're in now, spiritually. Because, really, when we look at it, the Christian God is really just the Jewish God. Because, as I've said before on this podcast, the Jewish God is the Christian God, and Christianity came out of Judaism. Now, does that mean I think all Christians should try to become Jews? Well, I mean, if that's what they really believe, yeah. But the only thing is, though, is that the Jewish people are just as folkish to say as I am, I would say, from what I've come to realize and see. They will call Christians the Gentile. They'd be like, you're a Gentile. You can't come into our faith because you are a Gentile. So, you know, the what I like to call them, true Jews. You know, the Jews that don't, you know, you, like I said, you got different Jewish sects who some of them let a lot of people in no matter what, and some of them only let you in if you marry into it. And then you have the true Jews who also people call them Zionist, I guess. But these Jews that I'm talking about, that I like to call the true Jews, they won't let people in unless they are Jewish, unless they have Jewish blood in them. And I think that's the way it should be, you know, amongst all people and amongst all things. That's the way it should go. And I think anyone who says otherwise, they're kind of being a bit racist, I think. Because if you go up to a Jewish population who say, well, we don't want people to come in unless they have, you know, we don't want people coming into our faith, our religion, unless they have our Jewish blood in them, because that's what our religion is geared toward, our people. And then you have people who are outside of that religion saying, no, you should take us in anyways, no matter what your religion says, no matter what you your people say, no matter what you believe, we are coming in and we want to be part of it. I find that to be racist because, in a way, that's kind of harming them from what I see. Because then they can't have the civilization that, say, their God has wanted them to have. They don't have the civilization that their people want to have. So when you do go in and do that, there's going to be conflict. Why not just stay with your people and their religion? There won't be any conflict that way. And not only are you not causing conflict by doing that, you're actually preserving diversity, real diversity, in the world. So you're not destroying diversity, and you're not causing wars or, you know, people to grind against each other, I guess you could say, start to really get mad at each other, or even hate each other. That's where it's where some of this comes from, is that people want to be part of something that they can't be a part of, and they get mad, and then that causes conflict. So, that's a bad thing. I would like to see a day whenever people accept true diversity for what it is. Now, not to say that you can never have people go into another culture. Sure you can. You know, I just believe that if you can find that sect of people who wants to let you in, if that's what you want to do, by all means do it. You know? By all means, go in there and join their culture, but integrate once you get there. Because if you don't integrate, it's going to cause conflict. And basically what I'm trying to advocate here, I'm trying to advocate for being nonviolent, for being non-confrontational. I'm trying to advocate for people to get along. That's what I'm advocating for. I want people to get along. And let people believe what they believe. Let them believe in what they believe in. Now, does that mean that I agree with things that happen and what people believe in? No. You can agree to disagree. And I think that's what what we should all be looking at, is that you can agree to disagree and everything be all right. That's been about 30 minutes. The podcast's getting kind of long. I appreciate y'all listening to this podcast.
and to this segment. I thank y'all for everything that y'all do in y'all's daily lives to help out other people. I appreciate the people that have gone down to the South helping those from Hurricane Harvey. And I appreciate y'all's love and concern for that, for those people down South, for the majority of people who care. Now, as I want to say again, thank y'all for listening, and hail the gods and goddesses, hail the ancestors. Y'all have a good day.